Chapter 3. Madison Atterley. What a fucking weird one. I feel like I should call it in, run it past a superior, but I no longer have one. And also, fuck them, right? I'm at home. My stupid cat is trying to kill me every time I move. She's literally everywhere I'm about to put my foot, dumb creature. She's Molly's, actually. If she wasn't, I'd drown her, or at least give her away. I'm going to keep her, as some kind of lure. She's what I got out of the divorce. Actually, that's a lie. I got money. Not as much as I put in. Enough for my shithole flat and a crappy office. But I didn't get any of the stuff. None of the familiar items that make a life. Rob got it all. I agreed to it when Molly said she wanted to stay with him. Not that the courts were likely to grant me custody anyway, even if she'd wanted to come with me. Either way, I didn't have the heart to have saddled her with the world's crappiest mum and then start taking away bits of the life she had left as well. Apparently, the cat missed me. I reckon Rob couldn't be asked to feed her. He never wanted the damn thing anyway. I look in the fridge. It's pretty bare, so I brew a pot of coffee and light a cigarette and place a dinner. Then I switch on the computer and start Googling Kate Reynolds. Nothing new. The latest article was the one I read earlier. Heavy on sensationalism, light on facts. I worked the case under DS Tom Malone. I was impressed with him at the time. He seemed in control and unfazed. A few cases later, and with a bit of experience, my opinion changed. 2 years ago, we both went for the same promotion. I got it. He never let it go. Until now. He's probably gloating. He finally made DI, albeit by default. He's the kind of man who doesn't much care how he wins. Whatever. I light another cigarette. The smoke stings my eyes. I squint at the screen. So many pictures. Kate smiling at the camera. Very good looking. On the cusp of adulthood. Everything to look forward to. Naomi, all dark curly hair and bright white teeth. Best friends. Inseparable by all accounts. Naomi sounded like a bitch according to just about everyone we interviewed. Though since her death, she's been depicted as white as the driven snow. Off and the way. Apparently she'd had a few boyfriends on the go. One of them, Kate's brother. We never did find the others. Though admittedly we didn't look too hard. There's a rather vile piece in one of the Nationals about genetic mental health problems. It details the history of issues in Kate's family, namely her mother who committed suicide and her older sister Martha, who has been institutionalised several times. It must have been an awful time for the Reynolds family already. Having had my own taste of tabloid fame, I can imagine the damage.